Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirt and Sprague.
Here is Scoot Henderson. Finds Kamara. Wide open three. Right angle. Yes! 18-5 to open the second quarter for the Blazers. It's a 15-point lead in game four.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
5 minutes to go. 96-81 San Antonio. Fox. Three. Yes! Straight up. Puts it in. Had Kamara on skates, and De'Aaron Fox makes it an 18-point lead.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
What is happening?
I don't know how to I got a cord malfunction. Ooh. With my headphones, and I don't know how to undo it.
You got a knot in your cord over there?
That's not funny to deal with. A tough knot. It's like an impossible knot.
That thing ain't happening.
No.
What are the worst things to get kinks in? Hoses are pretty bad.
Hoses are like done. Once that's done.
Shoelaces.
Shoelaces are pretty rough. Extension cords. I use a lot of extension cords around
extension
the house.
Extension cords. Well, how do you do always the extension cord? Do you go thumb, elbow? Or you do the figure eight?
I do the figure eight.
You're supposed to do the figure eight. Yeah. It's supposed to be never tangled.
It shouldn't kink. I feel should like I have an extension cord, too, that's like way too unnecessarily long. So you always have extra slack that's laying around on the ground. It ends up somehow getting kinked up, and then you pull it out, and you're like, how did that happen? No.
Only kink shaming I do. Hoses, yes. Extension cords, and headphones.
Yeah, headphone cords.
No, thank you.
No good.
Get that out of
we're
here.
Battling over there, man.
Yeah, we're battling.
Keep pulling.
Know.
You'll get to the bottom of it. I'll tell you the other one that gets kinked up sometimes for me. I don't know about you guys, but like the duvet cover, whenever we wash it, sometimes in the dryer, when it tosses over so many times, it ends up balling up and like something gets stuck in there. And then it's all like, you know, kind of glommed together. And pulling that thing free is one of the worst points of my week. Whenever that happens and we wash it, and you get angry, start slamming it on the ground because it won't get loose.
Dude,
it's the worst.
I had that experience already this morning, so it's like not great that I'm sitting here live on the air yanking the headphone cord. But
yes.
I had to grab my laptop because I always do show stuff right before I turn it off and then go to bed. And so it's always on the floor by my nightstand. And I grab the laptop, I grab my backpack, I put it in, I tighten the backpack because it's not like a zipper, it's just one of those string tightens.
Oh, drawstring.
Drawstring, thank
yeah.
you. Zipper. And I grab it, and I walk away, and it like yanks me back. And like my
right
wife
now?
Is asleep. Yeah. It's, you know, it's 4:55 a.m. I'm going downstairs, and I'm like, and I turn my eye, and it's still plugged into my charger. And I did like one of these just like aggressive, like,
get out of there!
And it just like came out pretty easily.
Yeah, look at that. No big deal. That's easy walk.
Whereas
off.
Like sometimes I'll do that and the cord will like tear out of a wall
right.
or break something else because I'm an idiot and I'm overreacting.
Outlet cover comes flying off the wall. Now I got to fix that. When your wife wakes up and sees it. You care to explain yourself? What the hell were you doing this morning you left the house?
Something about like not noticing stupid stuff. Like
yes.
It's still plugged in and it yanking back. It just pisses me off.
It just gets you going, doesn't it?
It does. It gets my blood boiling.
You just want to slam something on the ground.
Oh, I do
you
so bad.
Yell into a pillow, you need a stress ball. That happens to me sometimes walking around the house. Do you ever get like around random knobs where your pockets will get caught? Like if you're walking too
yes.
close to the counters in the kitchen.
Don't get
and
me
all
started
of a sudden
on the
your pocket yanks
oh.
on the knob and you turn around like what? You can't move for a second, or the drawer comes flying open, or the cupboard door comes flying open, and you just pockets. I feel like it always happens in bunches for me, too, where it's like three times in one day. By the time the last one happens, I'm like shadow boxing the cupboards. Bring it on!
I have one pair of pants, and they have pockets for whatever reason. They're kind of a weird, different pant than all my other ones, and the pockets are kind of more open than any standard pocket. And one day it happened to me twice. By the second time, I took the drawer and I pulled it out and then I slammed it as hard as I could. And then I sat on the couch and I contemplated taking the scissors to my pants cutting my pants all the way up.
Not doing it.
And just being an absolute madman.
Get him out of here! Get out of here! Kill you, pants!
It just drove me crazy.
You show those pants who's boss, man.
Yeah, I did.
By the way, Swag, people are saying there's no audio on YouTube. Just FYI, the music's playing.
So. Welcome back.
Hello. Hey, welcome back, Swag. Good to have you back, buddy.
Did you miss the YouTube problems?
You miss the YouTube issues? I don't know if it's just we're miming words and music is playing, or they can hear us talk and music's playing. I'm not 100% sure, but one of the two.
That's okay.
We'll figure it out.
You don't need to hear all the kinking and the frustration.
You're
just
hearing us yell at a cloud this morning and being old men, little things that bother
us. The blood-boiling anger that we have over the stupidest things in our lives.
Those are the funny moments, though, that I do think it would be hilarious to have, like, a nanny cam set up.
Like a live cam on
Like
you.
A live cam. The one that, without a doubt, does it the most for me is the duvet cover. When I have to...
I don't have that problem very
I don't know
often.
What it is about our... I mean, we do our sheets every week, you know me. I'm a weekly sheet washer.
Yeah, you are.
So I like to make sure those sheets are clean. Yeah. And that one, for whatever... It's, like, the hardest one for me to unkink. And it's usually at the end of the day. Like, I'll wash them during the day, and then it's like I'm ready for bed at this point, but the sheets are still in the dryer. So now I got to go put them back on the bed, and I'm usually running late, and I'm like, I just want to get this over with.
Are they always dry?
No, because sometimes they ball up and kink, and then you got to run it, and you're like, no.
You got to do it early in the day.
This is still wet, so now I got to start the cycle over again. Or if it's balled up, then you got to unkink it and then run it again and do it that way. That's the one camera, though, that I'm sure would get the most public laughs if people could see me trying to untangle that thing and how many times I eventually just grab the giant ball and slam it on the floor over and over and over again just in hopes that that will be the trick that does it. That would be pretty good Twitter content right there. Throw that video out.
There's a million of those moments, man.
Yeah, it's just around the house,
all
stubbing
the time.
Your toe, yelling at nothing.
Blaming an inanimate object.
This is not my
You've
fault.
You've ruined my life.
This is not my fault.
Part
Making
of the
night evening.
When I hung the punching bag in the garage, the daughter wanted that years ago.
Yeah.
And so I got her these UFC pink lady
little gloves.
Boxing,
yeah.
Not quite boxing gloves, but you
sure.
know what I'm saying? Where the fingers are exposed.
Yeah, it's like the knuckles, but the fingers
yeah,
are out.
The padding.
Yeah.
And she wanted, I randomly wanted to do this. I was like, oh, that's cool. And I had a punching bag, but then like I hung it and it fell out of the ceiling because I didn't hang it in a stud. She's like, Dad, it came out of the ceiling. I'm
just,
like,
it just
oh.
plopped down on the ground.
Yeah, luckily it wasn't very high.
Yeah, it's, you're right.
And so I was like, okay.
Not falling on anybody. Nobody's standing underneath it.
Now I really got to get up to the ceiling of the garage and find a... So I did it properly, right?
Sure.
It's not perfect, but I got it.
Yeah.
She has no interest. She's not even like tried to go out there.
No, she wouldn't do it.
But it's cool to have. Like, if you walked past my gym, my garage gym, you'd be like, dude, that is a legit little gym you got
going
there.
It's a nice little setup you got.
Part of the joys of that punching bag are these moments.
Oh, I would go out there all the time if I had one.
Dude, I go out there and I'll just give it a little three-piece. Or I'll grab a baseball bat and I'll just bang it a couple times. Like, yeah!
The bat one would feel good.
Dude, the bat one feels great.
That's gotta feel fantastic.
It's so good.
Because that's a full swing. You're not... There's always the thought of like punching a bag too hard of like, am I going to do something stupid to my hand right now? Like, am I going to break a knuckle doing this and being an idiot? Like one of those guys upset after losing a sporting event. The bat, zero risk involved. You let that sucker fly.
Dude, you hit it as hard as you want.
You're Joaquin Phoenix at the end of Signs. Just swing away, Billy. Whatever his name was. Just let that thing go, man.
Oh, man.
What a delightful weekend, though, huh?
We had a good weekend.
Hey,
good
little weekend.
How was... So, funny thing. We sign off the show Friday.
Yeah.
And I made the biggest of mistakes. I mentally told myself I was going to a Blazer playoff game.
You thought Cash Daddy was going to deliver tickets, huh?
It wasn't that, like, I put the assumption on him. It was more his response during our
he
show.
He did kind of leave it open-ended.
He's like, currently working on it, which made me feel like, dude, if he's working on it, it's going to happen.
There's a chance here. This could actually happen.
I wasn't going to reach out. I'm not even throwing shade. I'm not mad at him at all. This was a me problem. And I was like, you know, I think I'm going to be at this playoff game. This is awesome. And then by about 4:30, I was like, he's not texting. I'm not going to this game.
No,
so
at that point, by 4:30, you're probably, that's out of the window.
Think about it. We signed off at 10.
We did.
By 4:30 is when I mentally was like, well, you're not going to that game.
You gave yourself a good
6 hours.
Six and a half hours.
6.5 hours
waiting.
Of me just saying, I think I'll go to this game.
This
might
actually
awesome.
Be happening.
What
right?
am I going to wear?
This might be taking place.
Am I going to buy some Blazer gear because I don't really own much Blazer gear? I might be doing that. And then I didn't get a text, and I'm like, that's all right. It ended up working out okay for me. But
yes, you didn't. Let me tell you what, buddy. You didn't miss a lot. It was fun in the first, you know, three quarters, and then looked like a morgue walking out of that building.
So could you help me with this? And I'd love to know if other Blazer fans had this experience from my vantage point. Because,
yes,
by the way, Sunday morning, I looked up ticket prices at 9:45.
Okay, get up. Let's see how it's looking. Couple hours till game time.
I think people may not have known how it was going to go, but I think people, they treated it like it was 3-0 because the ticket prices to sit in the 300,
really?
It was like $40.
Dropped significantly, ah.
Significantly. I could have sat mid-100 section for like 260.
Why didn't you go?
I ended up having a lot of errands. My daughter had to go to a leadership conference at Seaside. I had to take my mom home because she's been staying with us every weekend for a few weeks.
Family duties piled up on you.
I just had a million things. And by the time I literally got home, it was 12:25, and I'm like, perfect. Thank God.
Sit down. Hey, game's about, you know, it never starts on time. What do we end up starting? 12:45 yesterday?
It was 12:40-ish because of the Cav.
And then I missed the announcement. We're moving it to ESPN2, so I'm just sitting there like an idiot turning the game on, watching the last minute of Raptors and Cavs. Like, when's it? Oh! Oh, it's on ESPN2. Okay.
Well, yeah, because I was on Twitter this weekend and I saw somebody, I think it was Hyken, had something like, oh, Blazers first possession, Wimby misses, and
right,
then they, like, something. And I was like, it's on?
Yeah.
Because I had the Raptor Cav game
right
on.
Right. It's the minute to go. I figured we're just waiting till this one ends.
Well, I mean,
and then all of a sudden, in the middle of the Blazers game, because I did flip over to ESPN2, then some softball announcer just, by the way, if you're looking for the playoff game, like, how about a heads up? How about hey, if you want to keep watching the Blazer game, switch on over to ESPN. They just turn it off.
I don't even feel like I heard the softball lady do the full. I heard her say, it's on ESPN. I didn't hear the Spurs Blazer part of that.
It was, if you're looking for playoff basketball, I think it's on ESPN.
Maybe that's the part I had it right on the channel.
Why am I in Auburn, Alabama right now? What just took place?
Cuts to a softball game, and like I got a real bone to pick. We had this twice this weekend. We had the Preezy of the Steezy just on my screen.
Oh, yeah.
Cutting out of the middle of a playoff game.
That was a weird one, to walk into the room and see the game was on, and then like 10 minutes later walk back into the room and be like, wait a minute.
I didn't get an announcement on that, did you?
What happened?
It just cut from the game feed.
Why is everybody up here in a tuxedo right now?
The situation room.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what's going on?
Where'd my basketball go?
Where's the basketball? And then I found out that they put the game from ABC to ESPN, and I'm like, yeah, click.
Let's go watch the end of this game.
Gotta go watch. Yeah, dude.
That's probably been the most entertaining. Well, your Knicks-Hawks series has been pretty solid so far.
Game 4 sucked.
Game 4 wasn't good.
Knicks blew them out.
But then you had some, you know, some little brouhaha come up at the end of the game.
And we did.
Minnesota losing two of their best players and still winning.
Still dominating.
The guy whose name I'm still not confident in pronouncing. Ayo Dosunmu.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like 65%.
Where did that come from? What? 40 burger? Well, what?
He's a good basketball player.
I mean, is he?
But I didn't see 40 points of them dominating them the way they did.
One of the guys on the team, I think, had a great line of like, yeah, I remember playing against him in Chicago. Maybe it was Randall. It's like, what? I don't know where this came from. Even those teammates were surprised by that.
But yeah, the whole cutting out of the live game.
Yeah, come on, people.
I feel like we used to live in a proper country. They used to do it right and be like, hey, if you're looking for the Spurs Blazers, it's currently airing on ESPN. Nothing.
No.
And then
how about a little bug at the bottom of the screen too, if you're going to change it on me and like, hey, by the way, it's on this other channel. Maybe that was there and I just didn't see it.
Terrible.
Very frustrating. Very, very frustrating in that regard this weekend.
Just not good broadcasting. Etiquette.
Where's your etiquette at? You know? Quit walking in my line here, all right?
You know what they were doing.
Alert me that I need to change my channel.
Well, we obviously have a loaded show today.
Yes, we do.
We will untangle our cords, and we will talk about all of it. I didn't even get to the whole setup of what I just did was
you got distracted.
To get to you, but I got distracted by the TV etiquette.
I'll tell you all about it. What do you want to know, buddy?
I'll tease that. Was the experience there different than the one I had on television? And I'll tell you what I mean by that. We'll start with that. We'll do a little local flavor. And then we'll pivot out, then we'll dive fully into the Blazers' utter collapses coming up at the top of the 7 a.m. hour. We are live on YouTube. I don't know if we're still having volume issues.
I think we're good to go.
Sound issues, we're good?
Based on the general comments that I've seen, I think we're good to go.
Good to know. Well, we got a loaded show today. Let's get it going. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every night.
All right. So the question I wanted to ask you, as we start with a little local flavor, terrible weekend for our beloved Blazers.
God, that was two kicks in the nuts, man.
Woo.
It's one thing to lose, which, you know, not the most surprising thing in the world. It's another to do it the way that they did it.
I would actually argue...
Hope is a dangerous drug, my friend.
Yeah.
You more upset about Friday night or yesterday?
Friday.
Yeah.
You can't lose Friday. They don't have their best player, and they were led by a rookie.
Yeah.
And a second-year guy.
Okay. We all feel the same
their
way.
Their vet point guard wasn't even that amazing.
No.
It was a rookie and a second-year guard.
How many did Harper have yesterday? He had like 2 points. He didn't do anything.
He didn't have
impact. A rookie. He's not supposed to. I'm just saying that was the irony of Friday night.
We talked S to a rookie.
We did.
And he cut our head off.
Yes, he did.
I would argue that.
Yeah.
That one was worse, despite how historically awful yesterday's second half was.
I don't think he hit the rim the entire night Friday night.
I
know he missed a shot, but I don't think he missed a shot.
We'll get to that. I'd also my only counter is we experienced that during the West Finals. We seemingly had the lead in three of the four games.
A double-digit
lead. Digits.
Yeah, 2, 3, and 4.
So, like, it wasn't shocking to me to watch us choke away double-digit leads. I feel like that's kind of their history anyway.
I mean, that was a long time ago, but yeah, we've been doing that a lot this year. I called that out about a week and a half ago after the Denver game. People call me a bummer dirt, and I just, you know, it's kind of who we've been for a long time.
How about show synergy? Both Dirt and I, without texting one another yesterday, live bet them down 18. Yeah. Got Spurs at plus 250.
Yes, sir.
Cha-ching!
I mean, look, I wasn't rooting for it.
If I'm going to be miserable, give me some money out of it.
You know what I like? I like money. You know what I don't like? Jokes.
Yeah, well,
that
was
a Ken Barkley line right there.
You know what I like? Money.
Thank
you. Know what I don't like? Joke.
And that second half was a joke.
I would have done
the money.
On Friday night, it was a little discombobulated being at the arena. I would have live bet the Spurs, too.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that.
Because I've made a lot of money gambling against the Blazers with double-digit leads in the second half of the year.
So help me with this one here.
Yeah.
So you went to the game. You ended up having great seats.
We were about 4 or 5 rows up from the Blazer bench, like right behind where Tiago Splitter stands.
So I saw that photo, and then I saw an old lady with Sally Jesse Raphael glasses
on
her head.
Literally right behind that lady.
I was looking for her on my television. I'm like, where's Sally Jesse Raphael?
Right. I was right behind her.
And I couldn't quite see you. I'm sure you were on the television a couple times, but...
I blended it. I wore a red hat and a Blazer jersey, and I was...
You're a white with a beard.
Yes.
You look like half... You look like 80% of the arena.
I go about 95.
Okay.
About 95.
So you're there. You have the experience. I couldn't tell if this was an Amazon Prime problem or a Portland problem.
Okay.
And I'd really like some feedback on this one. Legitimately looking for real feedback here.
You know what you got right now? Boots on the ground.
I got boots on the ground for Friday.
Front lines.
I need boots on the ground Sunday. The Amazon Prime broadcast... made it seem like the Portland arena sucked.
Yeah, I saw that a lot on social media.
Not into it.
Yeah.
And then I read a couple pieces that said, Portland fans, they showed up. They were loud. But like I'm telling you, hand to God, I had that TV turned up. It did not seem very loud and very active. And I'm like, what's happening? Is this a broadcast problem?
Yes.
Or is this city... just incredibly disappointing now as a fan base.
I saw that a bunch on social media on Friday, and what I will tell you is that I don't understand how that could be the case. I got a good gauge of loud. No, I'm not at a lot of Blazer games, we know that, but Duck football gets pretty loud, right? We all assume Autzen, pretty loud stadium. I know loud. Especially in the opening, like the first quarter, they got off to a really good start. Scoot continued his hot streak, was making some... It felt like that building was going to erupt. That's
okay,
how loud it was.
Dude, like, I'm telling you, Amazon Prime's video
really weird.
Feed
I felt the same thing
that.
Watching at home on Sunday because I turned it on and I tried to turn it up as loud as I could. And I even had that same takeaway of like, man, it doesn't seem that loud. But I remember seeing the tweets on Friday night as I was, you know, sitting in traffic on my way home and being like, really? That was a takeaway from people? It wasn't loud? Now, don't get me wrong. By the time you blow a 15-point third-quarter lead and all of a sudden you're down by 12 in the fourth quarter and all hope is gone, you could hear a pin drop in that arena.
Totally get it.
And with 2 minutes to go, everybody headed for the exits because Tiago Splitter was waving the white flag. But the first quarter in particular, and then when they went on that kind of early run right out of the gate in the second half, it sounded like a bomb was going off. That place was absolutely rocking.
Okay,
so
good to know.
No criticism of the fan volume,
great.
None of that. And when they were given a reason to cheer, they were incredibly loud.
Okay, I thought Sunday's broadcast, which was on ESPN, ABC. Oh, no, just ESPN.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little better of giving me noise, and the energy seemed better.
I mean, especially in that second quarter when they couldn't miss. Like, I mean, I'm sure that building was on fire.
When they pushed it to almost 20, you're like, I at least felt it more than I did on Friday's game.
It's
was
really
odd.
Weird.
It was very odd. It was like, did they just, are they cutting the fan noise for the broadcast reasons? I couldn't tell. I just feel like back, not to be old-timey here,
back in my day.
But I do feel like at a certain point on television, you can feel
the crowd.
The crowd. Yeah. And for whatever reason, I didn't think that Amazon broadcast was helping me under. I was like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
I would have thought Friday was the biggest of like noises.
It's really weird.
And it just didn't come through on the television. And it was utterly insane to me as a viewer.
Yeah, I didn't go back and watch it because there was no need to. I witnessed it firsthand. But
sure.
I was, if there would have been something that had happened or something controversial, maybe I would have. Like, the one, you have a hard time seeing some things when you're there. Like the Denny moment. Was that at the end of the first half where he took the elbow and it was the thought of the chip tooth moment?
Yeah.
Like, so that was kind of hard to tell exactly what was going on in the arena. The other funny thing that I was reminded of being there is how little you know what the score is, especially if you sit that far down. I never really sat that close. I haven't in a long time.
This is a humble brag right here.
I mean, it is. Like,
I couldn't even tell what the score was. I was so close.
It's such a different viewing experience because when you're watching at home, there's always a score bug on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
And we were having moments of like, are we? Oh, yeah, look at that. We're up by eight.
I had
to
strain my neck so much to look up at the video bar.
You know what else I learned, by the way?
I have a kink in my neck.
I need to see my masseuse.
Oh, you know how hard it is to sit four rows from Tiago's splitter?
I was yelling at Tiago the entire time, put shade in it! He wasn't listening to me. I also realized that there's a monitor inside the Jumbotron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, look at that.
Yeah, those are all the new fangled
ones. I had
one,
so I didn't have to quite strain as
there
much.
You go.
There was a monitor, a screen underneath the Jumbotron.
I'm so glad they're making your life comfortable down there. I'm so glad to hear it.
The irony of it was,
with your free ticket,
you didn't end up getting the invite, but I did. So I sat down. We all got together because my buddy had a handful of tickets, like out of nowhere. There was like 10 of us there. I didn't know
That's
everybody.
Awesome. 10 of them.
That
Not
was
one
there.
Of the 10.
I sat down for a beer at halftime because we all went up, like, let's go grab a beer.
$15 beer night.
And one of the guys, it was $15 beer night. And one of the guys I sat with, I introduced myself as Andy. That didn't do anything. And then eventually he found out through other side conversations that I'm Dirt and I work in radio. And then that took him back. And you know why it took him back? He said, you know, I know Brandon Sprague. And I said, oh, you know Sprague? He's like, well, no, I don't really know Sprague. But I played basketball against Sprague in high school. And so then my entire halftime conversation was Park Rose basketball highlights via Brandon Sprague.
What school was the guy did he go to?
It was one of your rivals. I can't remember.
We didn't have rivals. We lost to everybody.
I asked how you were.
What rival?
He was like, yeah, he was pretty good. For Park Rose, he was pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
He stood out.
Not bad.
Humble brag right
now. What's
the closest high school to
Douglas?
David Douglas.
David
okay.
Douglas is.
It might have been David Douglas. I can't remember
supposed
where
supposed to
went.
Be a quote unquote rival.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Every game that we would go up in games and we'd be up like 17-4. And I'm like, oh my God, look at us. And we would lose by 20 every time.
Every single time.
And I'm on the bench like, I hate this.
You were the Blazers then, huh? Have a little hope and then we're going to lose by 20.
Kind of.
Wait, we could do it. No, we can't do
we
it.
We were the Blazers.
No,
a little bit of that.
We cannot do it.
That's funny that you.
That was a random. And your buddy Casey was there too. So I'm like, I'm here hanging out with Sprague's guys.
Casey.
Sprague's not even here. He's not even here.
Well, I was supposed to get a ticket. The gas man didn't come through.
The gas man did not deliver for you. So I'll give you the rest of the deets of it because, there's not a lot to take away from the in arena stuff. It was funny.
Where's your towel?
Dude.
Why didn't you bring your terrible towel?
So I pulled up. I was playing golf, obviously, before. Wife picks me up after golf.
Yeah.
We sprint over. It was actually kind of nice getting to the arena late because all the lines were done getting into the building, so I breezed right through.
Sure.
So that was delightful. By the time I walked around and got down to my seat, I literally was walking down the stairs to my seat as the intros were starting for the Blazers, which was also delightful because then the lights go down and I'm like, all right, now I don't know where any section is.
You got
to
be cell phone
light. So I'm like the
guy
in the aisle with the cell phone light trying to squeezing by people and everybody's getting all fired up for intros.
Yeah.
And but I sat next to my buddy Spencer and I sat down. He was already there and I said, well, where? He said, don't even get me started. He sat down
about were stealing towels.
10 minutes before the national anthem.
Yeah.
He came down to look at the seats because they all got there early, went back up for a beer. By the time he came back down, all the towels in our roll were gone. Just snatched off of our seats.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think I'm going. I don't care. It's the start of our first playoff game, and God knows how long.
Yeah.
I'm going Larry David. I'm looking around at everybody, like, in the section. I'm going,
who?
Really?
Who took my towel?
You have my towel.
Who took my towel?
Give me my towel.
I would like my towel back.
I gave you. If I'm five rows up, I'm not acting like I got that ticket for free. Yeah. I'm calling security.
Excuse me. Come on down, please.
Now, they did look more like wash rags than they did towels.
They were maybe the worst quality material I have ever seen. I have one of my buddies had one, or a couple of them grabbed them because they were there early enough. So I was like, let me at least inspect the towel so I can report back boots on the ground on Monday. And just like already starting to almost fall apart, that bad of quality. Like, I'm not kidding.
Like they made it Monday?
Like they made it Monday. I think your theory ended up being right. By the way, Shield Tile, something you're going to want to take home. Come on, Shield. You can be good cop all you want. Ain't nobody want to take that home.
Yeah.
That you're going to use that for
Did
some
they give
sort
out
of
noise bangers? Because I saw them.
I think you could have grabbed them. I mean, again, I was running super late, so I think you probably could have grabbed them, but they were the same noise bangers that they've been handing out since I was 7 years old.
Well, also, I don't need to defend the org because they've taken enough L's with all this, you know,
sure,
hoopla. The towel I knew was going to be crappy. And when I saw it placed on the seat, I went, that's a material that I don't want.
No, you're going to wash it one time and half of it's going to be gone in your washing machine.
That's something that you're wiping down on the table and it like sticks to the table. And you're like, what's wrong with this?
No, there's a red stain on my counter, man.
So I'm not shocked at all.
Not a single person waved one, by the way.
I was going to say, well, any moment, like you could.
I mean, you could.
Too small.
Technically, you could, but I think your theory is largely right.
It looked way too small to be waving like they do in Carolina.
Yeah, have you seen all the hockey games where they start waving towels? They're like a normal-sized golf towel.
You need a normal-sized golf towel.
You got to have some oomph behind that towel.
You know why it wasn't? Because they printed them Tuesday because they had no idea the blowback on T-shirt stuff was going to be a big deal. Now, here's my only defense.
Okay,
and then we'll get to the Blazers at the top of the hour.
Yes.
Can we have an agreement here as a city? Everybody out there, whether you hate our opinions, you agree or you disagree, nobody gives a damn about T-shirts.
No.
Half of you wouldn't have worn them.
No.
Just shut up. You want to complain about Dundon being cheap? Tommy Two Nickels has cheap areas that I don't like.
Yeah.
T-shirts, I could not care less.
Did that determine whether or not you actually went to the game or bought tickets?
No.
Would you even have put the T-shirt on?
Probably not.
We have our jerseys. We got our Blazers. The Blazers has some of the sickest gear in our lifetime.
Yes. Yeah.
They got a great logo. I don't need your Goodwill T-shirt.
Hockey teams don't do T-shirts because every fan has a jersey.
It's dumb.
And they're all wearing jerseys to the game.
So the towel waving, that works.
You know what looked good?
But make
Friday,
it a good
Sunday,
town.
Everybody in Blazer gear.
Yeah.
There were jerseys. There were T-shirts. The only problem I had were with two individuals shown on television on Sunday. We had green and yellow Seahawk guy.
Yeah, I noticed that guy.
Who the hell are you? What are you doing?
That was
for
sure.
And then we had Seattle Supersonic jersey guy.
I did know. Yeah, Sean Kemp jerseys. Throwback.
What are we doing?
I know. What are you doing at
Other
this game?
Other than those two, which you want to pay? They paid big money to sit where they sat.
They did.
Everybody else looked great.
My takeaway for Green Seahawk guy, because I also noticed that guy, I think he was sitting right behind the Spurs bench yesterday.
He was in that area.
My only thought was he knew he was going to be on TV, and he did the opposite of what I did, and that was, you ain't going to miss me. Because if you just wear normal Blazer gear, you blend into the masses.
Absolutely.
If you're wearing green, you're wearing Seahawk gear that's not even
Seahawks.
It's not even Seahawk colors.
What's that?
You're wearing duck colored Seahawk gear.
That was certainly a choice.
And it stood out like a sore thumb because we all noticed it when they panned through.
Yeah.
So that guy got what he wanted out of it. Hey, keep an eye for me. I'll be on TV. Don't worry. You can't miss me.
Good feedback from Friday. Good to know the crowd was great. I thought they were great.
Crowd was awesome.
I thought Sunday's crowd was.
Intros were great.
Really good.
I mean, the fireworks are going off. You know, intros are happening, knocking down threes early. The place was absolutely jumping early in the game.
Quick hot take.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, can I give you one other takeaway from Friday? Sorry, I know we're against it.
Yeah.
And the latest Tommy Two Nickels move
that
they absolutely did on purpose, and you cannot convince me otherwise.
Oh.
I don't know if any of this was shown on TV or social media, but in every home game, they do the half-court shot for a free Toyota.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do it every game,
thing.
But a lot of games they do. So I haven't been to every game. I shouldn't say that. But a lot of games they do the half-court shot. We're sitting there during the timeout. Here comes our guy, Todd, walking out on the floor.
Yeah.
What's up, Todd? You've
One
been doing
legends.
This for 30 years.
Yep.
I love you, buddy. And he introduces the person taking the half-court shot.
Is it Shield Tile?
It is not Shield Tile.
Is it Robbie Tile, Shield's brother?
What age and sex would you choose of having the lowest possibility chance of making a half-court shot? If we're just going to be call a spade here.
I mean, anybody below the age of like...
Well, we had a grandma out
10.
There or
We
something.
Had an old lady who I am willing to guess was 58 years old. come out and they hand her the ball. Good luck, half court shot. And I just looked at my buddy like, are you kidding me
now,
right
isn't
now?
Isn't that more on the dealership than it is the team? Because the dealership's the one giving the car away.
But who, I don't know. I'm
it's
just saying, I was
laughing.
It's a
random drawing.
Do you know what she did? You want to go ahead and guess what 58-year-old mom tried to do from half
she
court?
She went granny style.
She went granny style. Yeah. I don't think it got to the 3-point line.
I was going to ask her to make the 3-point
line. It maybe went 10 feet. And I just thought, are you just trying to not give away a car right now?
You got to have somebody that gives it a fighting.
Are you
chance,
Jackie Moon? You made the shot, and you're running out of there with the check. Like, no, you're not.
$10,000 one armed shot. Guy?
What's this going to cost me to give away a car? All right, find an old lady in the audience. Let her shoot the half court shot. Like, there's no chance this is going in. 0.0%.
I love that you're blaming Tommy Two Nickels for that. Ain't choosing those people.
Of all the stories of the last week, that one made me laugh out loud. I also the first thing I noticed too was our stupid Sasquatch is still there. I thought we fired his ass.
Wouldn't it have been really funny if Tommy just stood up, shot his mate, you know, make-believe shot, and pulled him off. Like, it's over, guys.
Get
I told
it out
you
of
this
here.
Was happening.
This
it's
mascot's
over.
Stupid. Nobody needs him anymore.
Going extinct.
Go dump his body in the mosh.
A lot more to get into. We'll dive into the Blazers' collapses in 3 and 4 at the top of the hour. Durant's break back with more on The Fan. What it is, I think pregame festivities are great. It does kind of bother me to watch them play basketball and smoke.
Yeah, the fireworks, the arena just is completely filled up for the first quarter.
It lingers for like almost half of the first quarter.
Is this healthy? Am I supposed to be breathing this in right now?
Can Stephon Castle see the basket clearly right now?
Do I need an M95? What's happening, okay? Somebody get a fan in here, blow this stuff out.
So not the greatest of weekends here in Portland, although nice to have playoff basketball at the Moda Center again.
And delightful to have it on a weekend where both days are perfect, and when the game is over, well, at least yesterday, it's like, all right, let's go outside.
That's what I at least said about Sunday. Is like, I like the early start. Give me a little brunch, Blazers, because if they lose, you were going to go outside, and it was 70 degrees, and it's like, yeah,
have a great
sucked,
rest of your
but
day.
My day's going to be okay.
Yes.
And so that was the benefit of that. I got to ask you, could you imagine getting blown out by a team missing like two of their top five players, having the worst night, getting in an altercation at the end because you don't like the unsportsmanlike nature of the other team?
How dare you dunk the basketball?
It's one of your worst series of your careers, and you go back there and you're like, I need to cool off. I'm going to take me a nice little cool shower. You take a shower. All right, I'm going to decompress. I got to talk to the media. Before I talk to the media, let me get dressed. Oh, wait. Somebody has stolen my underwear. Nikola Jokic had his underwear stolen in the locker room, according to Jason Quick.
Which is a really underrated, funny thing to do.
So I text Quick.
Like, of all the things that you could snatch from, don't steal the jewelry, whatever. They can go buy. Now you got to make him go home without underwear on. What
they
kind
took
of pants
his drawers?
Yeah.
They took his underwear. He couldn't find his underwear. He was like, dude, somebody stole my underwear.
What kind of pants did he have? Because that's a big, like, some pants you can be okay. You're just jumping on the team bus. You'll be all right. But if you're
yeah,
wearing
but if he
pants,
was wearing my joggers.
I'd argue your underwear doesn't change that. You know what I mean? Because
no.
You're wearing underwear with the joggers, and if you're not...
Well, at least we hope you are, yeah.
That would actually explain a lot. But I text Quick.
You don't know me, my little brother. Are you telling me the things you're going to do to me? You never know when it's going to happen. You never know when Michael McDonald's going to show up on the show. It could happen at any moment. Just start singing. Next time he does it, it's going to catch us off guard, too. He's going to come walking into the studio. You're going to glance over. And you can't not look down first because it's so obvious to see. So he's going to walk in and say, hey, boys, how you doing this morning? Ah, Swigard.
Glad I'm back.
Put that thing away, all right?
Some high school kid's going to get the full swag treatment tonight.
You doing okay over there? You all right?
Not at all. If you're new to the show, no idea what's happening right
that
now.
That doesn't make any sense. I apologize.
It's way too inside baseball for both of you to be acting like Michael McDonald. Which, if you're new to the show, Swag wears pants that literally show his junk.
Should that be our poll
junk.
Question of the day? Did you know that we call Swag's junk Michael McDonald? Are you aware of that inside joke?
That's going to be a big no, boss.
Yeah, big no. I think it's a yes. I've got to give our listeners credit on that one.
So that's why we're doing random Michael McDonald sound voices, and Swag's gets me every time. So I text quick because I didn't want to be butt-cracked sports. I saw the
like,
blurb.
Did this actually happen? Like, what are we doing here?
So I went and read the piece because I wanted to verify, and I went through the piece because he was covering the series, or covering the game at least, and I said, stolen underwear has to be top five funniest sports things around a game you've ever written about. And he says, it's absolutely up there. Not sure Jokic thinks it's funny.
No, dude. If you're in that spot and you just lost, you tried to fight after the game.
If you stole my shirt, I'd be upset. Underwear, I'd wonder how weird you are. I don't care. You're weird.
I mean, at least the benefit is you're not like in a situation where you have to go out publicly after that. Like, they're jumping on.
They're getting on a bus.
They're getting on a bus and they're going. Or a flight. Yeah, because that was that game four? That was game four,
yeah,
wasn't
game
it?
Four.
Yeah,
that was game four.
You're jumping on an airplane and fly. Although, sitting on an airplane without any undies on? I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of pants you're wearing.
On their airplanes?
I'm just saying.
But again,
is he wearing jeans?
I don't think
he's... I don't know what kind of pants Jokic wears.
At that point,
I'd imagine he's super cash because he's flying home,
yeah,
which would not be that big of a deal. But there are some pants that you have to sit in without underwear on that would be really uncomfortable.
I went on a trip once and forgot to pack underwear.
That's not a good feeling.
Very bad feeling.
Could you wash the underwear on the where you went?
No.
You had to go to a store immediately.
Yeah, I had to go buy underwear.
That's what you got to do.
Bad feeling.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like, of all the things to not pack, you're like, how did I not do that?
I feel like underwear and socks are like one and two.
You know what happened?
On my big board.
It wasn't with the rest of my pile that I was supposed to pack. It was to the side.
You separated your piles.
And it was like kind of next to a blanket that was folded up, so I missed it, and I thought I grabbed it.
It's blending in.
Bad feeling.
Wait a minute.
Not good.
We're wearing the same underwear for a week straight.
But I went and bought a pack, and unlike you, I just opened it up and put them on.
I mean, at that point, you wouldn't really have any choices. I would have to do that as well.
Yeah.
If there's no washing machine where you're at, those are right out of the package, man.
Smell fresh.
Let's get these plastics on my body, baby.
Absolutely. Let's do it. All right, a little bit more, and then we'll dive into the Blazers coming up at the top of the hour. Your biggest takeaways from the weekend, 503-864-6326. I'd love to hear from everybody that went to the game, that watched both of the games. We'll dive fully into the Blazers at the top of the hour. A little bit more on the NBA playoffs. We'll get to it next on The Fan.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what were your takeaways from 3 and 4? One of those weird Monday shows where we have two games to talk about. Blazers are down 3-1, heading back to San Antonio. 503-864-6326. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. Very quickly, because we're not going to get to all of the NBA playoff stuff here. We can table that. We had the NFL draft conclude over the weekend.
We did.
We talked about that. We had spring football games.
Hey, hey, hey. You know, I was watching.
Saw two highlights and read about. I had somebody else. I had actually two people text me from the OSU spring game, and I was like, well, these are great texts to read right now.
Was it on TV?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
You know me.
I searched for a little bit. I could not find it, so I don't know. I knew where the Oregon game. Well, actually, that pissed me off because the Oregon, they had a baseball or softball game that was going long, and so I had to go open up the Fox Sports app on Saturday to watch it, and it pissed me off.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah. We'll get to that today. But before we get into the Blazers, I want to ask you. So we had two pretty big injuries. One is in this end of the season. The other one might end the other guy's season in Minnesota and Denver.
Yeah.
And this coming off of last year's three big names tearing their Achilles. I have been saying this for a while now, and I know it's not the most popular take. And I understand people that don't watch regular season NBA basketball and don't really care to, and I don't blame you, will also disagree with this. Basketball is played harder. Now, you saying, like, oh, does that mean Reggie Miller and Michael Jordan could play? No, it doesn't. It means the style in which these athletes play the game is much faster. It's much more physical. And, yes, they're more pampered. They have private jets. They've got all this, you know, this care for them outside of the games in a way that many generations never had. Mm-hmm. That doesn't change the fact that the wear and tear on the body is infinitely harder than it was on any other era. And so LeBron has said this. LeBron's played in like three different generations,
yes,
basically.
Yes.
Like, he's been around for 20 years. He has talked about this. To see Dante DiVincenzo fall for a popped Achilles and then see Anthony Edwards not much long after that have his knee thing, and we don't know what the significance of it and what the timeline is.
They said a couple of weeks probably with a hyperextended knee.
Luka with a hamstring tear.
Kevin Durant, who I know maybe not isn't in that, but he's also out again now for Houston.
Boy, that's a weird story too. Kevin Durant, he's not there, but he's there.
Right. Very strange.
I don't know what more evidence we need as basketball fans. I don't know if some of you out there hearing this, rolling your eyes, need to see this happen to a Blazer before you get on board. They need to do something. I don't know what you do, if it's cutback games, which I know is not popular to some people, and or networks.
Right.
But they need to do something, because it's not a coincidence to me that you're seeing such devastating injuries pop up in the league the last 3 to 4 years, given the style of play in which the game is operating now.
Yeah, it was a massive bummer over the weekend because of the way Minnesota was playing. Like Houston, whatever, Durant being out, that is a strange story, but Houston's not going anywhere. The Lakers might get Luka back. Like, maybe that changes the vibe of the second round a little bit, but I'm still not going to pick them to win that series, because I do think they will eventually obviously knock Houston out of the first round. The massive bummer was what happened in Minnesota on Saturday, because to have DiVincenzo go down that quickly and then Anthony Edwards, that one would look just horrific. He was having a really rough night, but that doesn't matter because we know what he's capable of. That just looked gross the way that he landed, and now you're going to be out a couple of weeks. Like, they're going to likely win their series, although without those two guys, maybe Denver can do something. I'm not putting a lot of stock in it. That all of a sudden, you look at the Western Conference, and you're like, just fast forward to the conference finals. We're done. San Antonio's beating us. Minnesota's probably advancing. The Lakers are done. Like, what are the chances Minnesota, without DiVincenzo and Anthony Edwards, two starters, are going to knock this San Antonio team off in the second round?
I don't think it's a very highly.
Right? And so you're just like, I'm already fast forwarding past the next round, and I'm going to watch and I'll keep an eye on it just in case the series ends up going away that we didn't expect, or maybe Minnesota ends up being feisty.
No doubt.
In the way that we didn't anticipate. But that's the genuine bummer, is that it's not just like one guy goes down. The last year, it was massive in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, and it changed kind of the outcome potentially of the NBA Championship. Now you've just like, of the series that I was looking forward to in the second round, a healthy Minnesota against this young San Antonio team would have been a lot of fun. And now we've been robbed of that because of two massive injuries, and it's a genuine bummer. To your point, I don't know what you do to mitigate this stuff. They're never going to cut games in the regular season.
I mean, that's what you do. You cut games so you can space them out just more.
I don't think it'll ever happen, because money matters more than anything. And when money matters, you need game inventory, you need national television broadcasts, local broadcasts, all that stuff, and they're just never going to do it. It sucks, because this is the most important time of year for your sport, and now one of the teams who's in the Elite Eight, if you will, is just basically done on arrival in the second round.
Yeah, it was really tough to watch that this weekend, and we saw it last year. We're going to continue to see it. We got guys that aren't even playing right now. It just continues to be in the back of my mind of, like, watching the regular season stuff. Like, we poo-poo the regular season. We still in our minds think all these guys are, you know, choosing to skip 20 to 35 games instead of being out because they're injured. And they have, like, calf injuries now. Calf injuries lead to the Achilles. You got knees. You got ankles. Like, it's not a coincidence to me. But not great over the weekend that you had Denver lose two guys. They still end up winning the game. And so
that makes
it a little easier. And they're on the brink of eliminating the Clippers. But that happened. I just think it needs to be talked about. It continues to need to be a conversation because for all the lottery tanking stuff, I think this is a big concern, as well as longevity of guys. It's kind of NFL-ish of attrition. Who's healthy, when they're healthy, at the right time. We have a loaded second hour to get into, Andrew.
Yes, we do.
You were at Game 3. We'll talk about Game 4 as well. What were your takeaways from the Blazers? Two blown games, 3 and 4, 503-864-6326. Hour number 2, kick it off with the Blazers blowing both games on 105.1 The Fan.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.